Jeremy Bradley here, once again live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and our Indie Adventure is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everyone loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. Whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad puppy dog eyes, your message will make people smile. Check out the collection of greeting cards at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. Well, I couldn't visit Indianapolis without checking out the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I'm here at the museum with Donald Davidson, who you're quite the expert about everything in this place, I hear.
Oh, how do you want me to comment on that?
Whatever you say.
Right now we're sitting outside the exhibit for A.J. Foyt. Behind us there's, what, maybe 20, 25, 30 cars?
Yes. Yeah, what we're looking at is the museum has a very diversified collection, and I think it surprises some people, the scope of it. And at various times, there's passenger cars, early day passenger cars, because the city of Indianapolis was an industrial city and one of the leaders of the automobile industry in the early part of the 1900s. But at the moment, I don't know that there's any passenger cars on. They keep changing it, so I have to run around and see what's different. But the greater part, or at least half of the main floor, is an exhibit to honor A.J. Foyt, this being his 60th consecutive year as an entrant at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, either as a driver or a car owner or both. And there's about 30 vehicles that Foyt drove, and it's not just Indianapolis 500 cars, but there's midget cars and sprint sports cars, some stock cars. He won the Daytona 500 in 1972, and they don't have his winner here, but they have a car that it was very similar. His teammate David Pearson drove. And then behind us, where we're sitting right in the middle at the moment, are about 30 vehicles, and I'd have to look and see. I think everything down there is a winner. There might be some non-winners, but they're winning cars going all the way back to 1911.
I was going to say, some of them look pretty old.
Yeah, the 1911 and the 1912 winner are both on display, and they're both real. They're original, they're not mock-ups. They're the original body and original engine, and probably about 95% original on both, and they're on display. And then there's the BorgWarner trophy. That's a massive thing with a bas-relief sculpture on the sides of everybody that's ever won the race, and that weighs about 110 pounds. It goes back to 1936. We have that. And then around in the walls, there's cases with a lot of memorabilia, uniforms and helmets and odds and ends that a lot of them were donated by drivers or by their families. And then we have another section in the back, which was more of a general mix. And there's some early Formula One cars back there. And I'm not sure if there's any passenger cars, but in the collection, there are a number of, 20s and 30s, just magnificent limousines.
So if you can take one for a spin, mm-hmm, around the track today, which would be your favorite? Which one would you want?
Oh, I don't know. There's a number of race cars here that I like, and many they're not all runners, but many of them are. Probably the 1957-58 winner is the one I would take home, but I don't think I would ever try to drive it.
What we're going to do is we're going to get back to the music here on our show. When we come back, though, I'm going to ask you about what else people can do here, because really you can spend an entire day at the track. So again, we've got all of the highlights at indie.jbonair.com. More from Indianapolis right after this.